Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Senator John Kerry. We're about to have a ticker tape parade outside our window this morning for the New York Giants. Want to say anything to the boys who beat the Patriots?
Yeah, they played a hell of a game, and they deserve to win. They outplayed the Patriots, and I give them great credit. Eli Manning held that together in the end. That drive was incredible. He escaped that sack. He threw that pass. It was caught. An incredible catch on the helmet. It'll go down as one of the great plays in football history. A great drive at the end with all the pressure in the world. And they stood up to it. And I thought their defense was just ferocious. I mean, they pressured Brady like he hadn't been pressured all year. They earned it. And people have a right to have a good parade today. It was a great game. No dishonor. They just came out and fought hard and earned it.
All right, Clinton or Obama will have to practice the political equivalent of that helmet catch.
Well, it would be interesting to see what that is. Maybe it's California. Let's see what happens.
Senator John Kerry on the phone with me earlier today. We'll play the rest of that interview later in the week about the campaign. But right now it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll for this super-duper Tuesday, the biggest primary day ever in the United States. Our next category, as we're going, different groups of voters here this morning, except for the last 20 minutes of this hour, which will be for anybody at all. But we've already gone through. People have decided in the last 24 hours, people who once voted for JFK back in 1960, then college students voting for the first time. And our next group is going to be anyone who has ever voted for Reagan or either Bush. Who are you voting for in the primaries today? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And while those calls are coming in, we will go down to Georgia and talk to Aaron Goldscheinen. He's with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Georgia will be the first state to complete the voting today. Their polls close at 7 o'clock, earlier than any other state. And Aaron, hello from New York. Thanks for coming on WNYC.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How are things going down there today so far?
Busy, man. Busy. We had reports of people standing in line at 5:30 in the morning for polls to open at 7 o'clock to get in there, and they weren't alone. I mean, so it seems like heavy turnout across the metro Atlanta area.
Competitive on both sides?
Not so much on the Democratic side. It seems like Barack Obama's opened up a pretty big lead over the last couple weeks that I think will be hard for Mrs. Clinton to catch up, but she could still definitely come out of here with a goodly number of delegates. The Republican side is extremely competitive, mostly right now between Mitt Romney and John McCain, with Mike Huckabee somewhere in the 5 to 10 points back in third place.
And I read that Georgia is the most delegate-rich of all the southern states, 72 on the Republican side, and you can tell me the Democratic number.
103.
Yeah, so that's
right.
About, maybe fifth or sixth of all the states that are voting today in terms of the delegates at stake?
It's number six among Democrats, number three among Republicans.
Uh-huh. Why would they rank differently? Do you know?
Some of it, I think, has to do with the Republicans allocate the number of delegates based on your population first and then your Republican success in general elections.
Yeah.
The redder the state, the more delegates.
That's going to help Missouri today, I know, just in terms of the number of delegates
right.
that it gets to the Republican convention because they have a Republican voting history to some degree in that state. Were Romney and McCain both there over the last week?
Oh, yeah. McCain was here Saturday. Romney was here yesterday, and Huckabee squeezed between them on Sunday.
What kind of voting technology do you use there?
It's the digital voting machines, the touch screen. I can't tell you if they were the Diebold or if they what brand they
uh-huh.
are, but they're the electronic machines.
So
we shouldn't have results fairly quickly, if that's what you're wondering.
Should have results fairly quickly. Yeah, well, our coverage starts at 7 o'clock and your polls close at 7 o'clock, so we'll have to have something to talk about for that first hour.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll have and we'll have exit polling data by then, too. So I think we'll have a pretty good sense on the Democratic side of what's going to happen. But, I really think that the Republican side is a toss-up at this point.
Tell me one other thing.
Yeah.
Did Georgia move it to today for the first time this year? That is, this is Georgia's first time voting so early?
No, Georgia's been a Super Tuesday state since we've had Super Tuesday, which was, what, 1988. Its biggest moment in this whole mess was probably in 92 when they moved earlier by a week ahead of Super Tuesday, specifically to benefit Bill Clinton. It was the first state that Bill Clinton won in his bid in 1992. So, but now we've typically been a Super Tuesday state.
Interesting. Okay. Aaron Goldshinen from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good luck down there today.
Thanks for having me. Y'all take care.
You too. And now, like I says, y'all, that's how you can tell he's really from Atlanta. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I worked in Norfolk for a few years in Virginia. I moved down there, and I started saying y'all. And everybody could tell that I really wasn't from there, and I was, like, faking it. So I stopped. So it is now your turn. If you have ever voted for Reagan or A. Bush, who are you voting for in the primaries today? 212-433-9692. All our lines are full. You can get in as people finish up. Joe on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hiya, Joe.
Hello.
Who are you voting for?
Yeah, I voted for Reagan twice, and I'm voting for Mitt Romney. I cannot believe that John McCain voted against the Bush tax cuts.
So
2001, yeah. So, and also, I have a problem with this immigration issue. I think top priority for me is building a wall on the fence, wall or double wall on the border of Mexico.
Do you see the impact of illegal immigration in your area, which leads you to feel so strongly about it?
Oh, please. Okay, I live on Staten Island, and according, you know, the Almanac of American Politics by Michael Barone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, according to that, our district, and our district on Staten Island, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, is the most Italian, and number one is Italian, number two is Irish, and I have never in 46 years I have never seen an Italian ATM machine. Okay, my grandparents told their four kids learn English every single day in a store, on a bus stop, anywhere, I hear people speak Spanish. And I'm sick of it.
So tell me
this. I was just talking about bilingual Spanish. We never had bilingual Italian. You talk about bilingual Spanish in my family, and you'll start World War III.
So if McCain gets the nomination, what will you do?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'll probably still vote for McCain. Because if I vote for Ron Paul, if he runs an independent, I throw my vote away on a third party. Probably still vote for McCain because of John Paul Stevens. He'll be like, you know, 8,000 years old.
The Supreme Court Justice who might retire.
I cannot vote for Hillary replacing John Paul Stevens.
Joe, thanks a lot for your... Thanks. We really appreciate it. Call us again, all right?
All right.
And Phil in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phil.
It's Bill, actually.
Bill, I'm sorry.
Not at all. First, let me just accept bona fides as an independent. Besides my vote for John Kennedy as a 3-year-old when my mother took me in the book, I voted for Carter the first time, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Dole,
huh.
Bush.
Bush were the last two?
I'm sorry?
Bush were the last two?
That's correct.
Okay.
And so I have and would vote for certain circumstances. I will go with McCain. Because I that he's the most electable, though I do have issues with a number of his positions. But what I really wanted to make a comment on is on the Democratic side,
mm-hmm.
because I come from the most liberal family in the world, and I live in the most liberal city in the world. And, you know, I mean, we're talking Unitarian, ACLU, the whole thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I really hope that Obama wins, even though I think he would be more difficult to beat in the general election than Hillary, who would be the easiest to beat. I hope that Obama wins so that if we lose this time, which is a distinct possibility, there will be someone who has intellect and character, who is not craven, who is not corrupt, which is how I view the Clintons generally, and I voted for the man the first time, okay? But I really, really hope that... what he's about, you know, just the way he's approaching the partisan issue is genuine and real, so that if, you know, we're going to have Democrats for a period, they think and act and comport themselves mm-hmm. more like Barack Obama.
All right.
So with all the goodwill in the world for my fellow countrymen who are not my enemies, who are just my rivals at the bowling place, I hope it's McCain on the Republican side, and I hope it's Barack on the Democratic side.
Very good. Well thought out. Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you.
Call us again, please.
Okay.
And that is, when I say well thought out, that is not to endorse somebody's opinion. Sometimes we get email that says, you said that person was well thought out and he was for Obama. So you're obviously for Obama. No. He made his case well for John McCain and then for Obama. Moisha in Rockland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Moisha.
Hi. Romney.
Uh-huh. Tell us your voting history a little bit.
Reagan... I don't recall if I could vote in 80, because that would have been in 70. Was that in 79, the actual vote for Reagan?
No, 1980, and then he took office in 81.
Okay, so I voted Reagan. Reagan, Bush, believe it or not, because of the level of what I felt disrespect for Israel, I actually voted for who I thought was going to be a conservative Democrat, and I voted for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, did I... Boy, did I find out what a mistake that was.
You regretted that one.
Yeah, because the first thing was how we have to have openly gay people in the military. The second was raising taxes as high as higher than anyone in history. So that was not the middle class tax that he had run on.
Right.
So I felt really cheated by him, and that was really kind of a portender.
And you voted for Bush 43 both times?
Absolutely.
And today you said Romney. How come?
Romney's more consistently conservative socially and fiscally.
What'll you do in November if McCain gets the nomination?
Vote McCain.
Just to stop the Democratic Party?
Not to stop the Democratic Party itself, because I'm sure that the Democratic Party will continue. However, I'm very displeased with their choice. I've never seen so much made out of so little when it comes to Mr. Obama. I've not heard him speak in depth about hardly anything. And Mrs. Clinton is just so full of herself and always has been that I don't understand why America, you know, there's so many people in the country that are so enamored with someone. Of course, we have a biased media, and that's been a terrible... That's I really think is wreaking havoc on this country.
Media did bury McCain for dead 6 months ago, and he came back.
Yeah, that was a small opinion in the scheme of things, though. They've built him up over years, and now, of course, they've got him. You know, everyone else should just quit and shut up. And
what do you say to the previous caller, a more liberal Republican than you, who's going to vote for McCain, and maybe heard his litany of being an independent over the years, but he said he likes Obama kinda because of his talk about postpartisanship and his willingness to reach across the line for solutions. You said he's more of an empty suit. Do you see that other thing, or do you think that's a fraud?
He just talks in generalities, and he says he just talks like a politician. He just says every nice thing that people want to hear. However, no one is talking about the minister who he holds in the highest esteem, who's
the minister in his church who has embraced Louis Farrakhan and that kind of thing.
Right. And Obama has
said, for the record, that he's made it clear that he disagrees with his minister on that. But you question the what that says about Obama, that he goes to that kind of church.
Yeah, and all the things that he's rallied about or been, into or excited about or, on the side of, and the activities that he actually has been involved in and the things that he has done. I mean, we don't hear any of this stuff.
Moisha, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Good job. And John in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Listen, I'm a longtime Reagan supported him the first time. I was too young to vote for him, but I voted for him in 84. And I voted for President Bush the first time, George W. Bush the first time. And I'm supporting Ron Paul now. And the reason I'm doing that is because I see that, like in baseball, we sometimes say a team is it's a transition year. Well, unfortunately for me, I believe for us Republicans, this is a transition year. And that in all likelihood, we're not actually going to win in the big game. But the battle for the future of the party is really being held now. And I see Dr. Paul as that person who carries on the Goldwater Reagan conservatism. I'm mainly in favor because of his foreign policy, a non-interventionist policy that tells us that we have to support America first and defend it and not go searching around the world to be the world's policeman.
John, thank you very much for your call, and thanks to all of you who called in this portion of our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show Super Duper Tuesday exit poll. If you voted for Reagan or a Bush in the past, our next call-in is going to be for any immigrant casting your first vote in a presidential election today. So if you are an immigrant to this country from anywhere and are voting for the first time in a presidential election today, call us up, 212-433-WNYC, on the exit poll, 212-433-9692. If you're an immigrant voting for the first time in a presidential election today, 212-433-9692. Are you the first one in your family to come to this country? Are you the first one in your family to vote in a presidential election? Are you the candidate who's going to be selected as the first presidential choice ever for some of our callers right now? Because as we continue with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll for Tsunami Monster Steroid Tuesday, we are asking for immigrants to this country who are voting for the first time. We know this is a special day for you. Are you out there right now? Well, you are, because all 10 of our lines are full. Tell us where you came from, when you were naturalized, what this means to you to vote here at all, and, of course, who you voted for. And as people finish up, you, too, can get in line for this at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you're an immigrant to the United States and this is your first vote in a presidential election. Dinaz in Great Neck, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
And the reason is?
Her experience, I think she has a lot of depth. I think that she has a proven track record, as opposed to Barack Obama, who has a lot of latitudes but the wrong attitudes.
Latitudes.
He says the right stuff, but I don't know what they mean. It sounds
oh,
nice.
Oh, platitudes.
Yes.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Kenya.
Uh-huh. When were you naturalized?
2 years ago.
What does it mean to you to be voting today?
I'm really, really, really excited. I've been following the elections nonstop. I was a green card holder, and I followed the elections. This is the most exciting thing, I think, that the Americans have. And I'm so proud to be a part of this process.
Dinaz, thank you very much. And Rafal in Shelton, Connecticut, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rafal.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Poland.
How long you been here?
15 years.
When did you get naturalized?
About 6 years ago, 5 years ago.
And this is your first presidential vote?
Yes.
So who are you choosing?
Obama.
For the reason that?
Actually, I've been studying it more in depth for the last year. Before that, I was busy working.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the most natural choice for somebody who would want to see the change, but from the perspective of, you know, I grew up in Poland in a country which was under communism, I feel the same thing right now like I felt in about the 80s, where like Valenza started the movement. So it's similar feeling and emotions, and that's what I relate to.
Very good, Rafal. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your vote. We're going to check in with Brian Sandoroff right now. He's president of Research and Polling, Inc. in New Mexico, and he's following the race in that state, which also votes today. Hi, Brian. Hello from New York. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
What's the headline from New Mexico?
Well, the first headline is our weather. Since this last weekend, northern New Mexico has received 3 feet of snow. In fact, some places the roofs are caving in from all the heavy snow. And geographically speaking, there's a lot of Hispanic Democrats up in northern New Mexico. And this would be an area where Hillary Clinton would have to do well in order to win the state. So weather's on people's minds. Can they make it out to the polls today in certain parts of the state? That will be a big factor. I think another big issue is people forget that Bill Richardson, who ran for president and withdrew on January 10th, he is a New Mexican. And so the major candidates on the Democratic side, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, pretty much ignored New Mexico until Bill Richardson withdrew from the race because everyone figured Bill Richardson would do well here in the state.
Have they shown up?
Well, since the governor pulled out of the presidential race, we've seen tremendous activity from Hillary and Barack Obama, and they've opened up offices, they're spending a ton of money on TV, and so there's been a lot of renewed interest. They showed up. Barack Obama was pulling 5,000 people in high school gymnasiums in Santa Fe, a town of only 100,000, so 5% of the population showed up to the meeting.
A lot of
enthusiasm, it seems, for Barack Obama.
Did Richardson endorse?
Richardson did not endorse. You know, Bill Clinton came to New Mexico for the Super Bowl and watched it at the governor's mansion with Bill Richardson, hoping to get the endorsement, but it didn't come. And, of course, Bill Richardson worked for Bill Clinton, held a couple of cabinet positions when he was president, but Bill Richardson's decided to shy away from endorsing.
What I've heard about the Western Mexican vote is that it tends to be tied to the Clintons, but because of, you know, historical policies, but also very close to the Kennedys because of a generation ago's Kennedys making common cause with Cesar Chavez. And so the endorsement of Obama means something. Is that how you see it in New Mexico?
Yeah, the Kennedy endorsement in New Mexico would mean more here than in most places. Part of it is the Catholic thing. Part of it is that the love that New Mexicans had for John Kennedy. You know, you could still go to some people's homes up in northern New Mexico and see a photograph of John Kennedy on the TV set. And so, yeah, it is important here.
Brian Sanderoff, president of Research and Polling, Inc. in New Mexico, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us here from New York. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
Now back to more of the immigrants calling in with their first ever vote in a presidential election in our informal and official Thoroughly Unscientific Super Duper Tuesday exit poll. And Asham in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Asham.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I am voting for Hillary Clinton.
Where did you emigrate from?
From Egypt.
When did you get naturalized?
Since 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And why did you choose Clinton?
First, for many reasons. First, for foreign policy. She, all the world, the whole world knows the Clintons, knows how to deal with them, knows their policy. But Barack Obama, the whole world didn't know him. So it will take too long time for him to deal with this, to deal with him. Second thing, he always says the war, the war, the war. He wasn't there to support the war. He wasn't in the Senate at that time. Third thing, he said that he had the vision from the day one. He hadn't the vision from day one. If he had the vision from day one, he will not support the one who terrorized Chicago, and he told that his friends, and he got a house with $1 million from him. He said that he bought it. We don't know. Mm-hmm. So there are many reasons. The original things that the foreign policy.
All right, Asham, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And congratulations on casting your vote today. Alex in Corona, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I'm going for Obama. I'm from the Dominican Republic originally. I was naturalized about a year and a half ago.
Congratulations on voting today. How'd you choose Obama?
How did I? From the past callers that are against Obama, a lot of them say that he's just an empty suit, that he just says what people want to hear. But he's taking some really non-positive stances. Most recently was the license for legal immigrants. He said that under certain circumstances, he would back that.
The driver's licenses.
The driver's licenses. On the second, I think it was the second or third debate, he said that he would speak face to face with the leaders of the evil axis, with axis of evil.
Right. He would invite with no preconditions the leaders of
Iran,
etc.
That Hillary slammed him on that, and she said he was naive, and everybody said, "Oh, he's so naive." And then a month later, Hillary changed her stance on it, and you know. I think that he shows promise.
Alex, thanks a lot for your call. Appreciate it a lot. Chris in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Where are you from originally?
Taiwan.
Recently naturalized?
6 years ago.
Uh-huh. And
I'm voting for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Because?
I was actually taken aback by one of his interviews when he said that in case of military threats from China, if he was the president, he won't be helping defend Taiwan. But after following his platform and his campaign a little closer, I realized that, first of all, he never supported the war, which I was against to start with. And just following his policies, he's really the only one that's talking about changing the foreign policy and the monetary policy. And he really inspired me to be proud of being an American and inspired me to actually participate in this election.
Did you register as a Republican specifically so you could vote for Ron Paul?
I have, actually.
Who do you think you'd vote for in November, assuming he doesn't get the nomination?
Well, I know if it was between McCain and one of the Democrats, I probably just would not vote.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Romney, I might vote for Romney. Mm-hmm.
Chris, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We're going to go out briefly to WNYC's Richard Hake, who is at Parade Central on Broadway in Lower Manhattan as the parade to honor the Super Bowl-winning New York Giants is now underway. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Ryan. To be more specific, I'm exactly at Broadway and Barclay Street, right at the southern tip of City Hall Park, where members of the Giants have just passed within a few minutes. And let me just tell you how this crowd erupted. There are just tens of thousands of people lining both sides of Broadway. And from the tops of buildings, from the Woolworth Building, which is right in front of me, from 225 Broadway, which is to the other side of me, there are just reams and reams of paper, toilet paper, newsprint, shredded paper, confetti, just filing down here from the heavens, it looks like. It almost looks like a blizzard of paper here on Broadway, Brian.
It's a ticker tape parade. Any way to estimate the crowd size?
Well, from where I am standing, there are definitely thousands and thousands of people, and I believe this is what the story is all the way down from Battery Park all the way up to Chambers Street. That's where the parade terminates, at which point members of the Giants will go into City Hall Park, and there will be a ceremony there where Mayor Bloomberg will give the keys to the city to members of the New York Giants.
People are certainly pumped. I was in before 8 o'clock this morning, and, of course, our studios are right down here around where the parade is taking place, and it was already a mob scene. I felt like the number 10 was coming at me from all directions at about 10 to 8 in the morning on blue shirts. And then at 9 o'clock, at 9:30, as I was preparing the show, I heard people chanting, go Giants, go, go Giants, go. I heard people chanting things that were a little less friendly toward the city of Boston. I guess all that is still going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Brian, I have to add to that. I was up early this morning up in Harlem doing some reports for primary election day, and I took the subway down, and when we reached 34th Street, actually Penn Station, a sea of blue Giant jerseys got onto the train and rode down with me all the way to the Chambers Street station, and they're here along with thousands and thousands of their fellow Giants fans.
Now, one last question. Have you been able to ask any of these Giants fans if they're also going to vote in the primary today?
I did, and let me tell you, Brian, one gentleman I asked, he's an EMS worker. He took the day off. He lives in Queens. He said he got up extra early this morning. He cast his vote, and now he's here at the ticker tape parade. Another gentleman I spoke to was from New Jersey. He was here with his 6-year-old son. He wanted his son to witness some history, see a ticker tape parade. I asked him about voting, and he said he probably would not make it back into New Jersey in time to cast his vote. Then I spoke to another woman, and she had a Hillary Clinton sticker on one side of her jacket, on the other side of her jacket, a New York Giants sticker. And I asked her, and you could be rest assured, she lives in Manhattan, and yes, she will be voting today.
WNYC's Richard Hake down in the parade. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Brian, I have to add right now, yeah. Eli Manning passing right here at Broadway and Barkley.
What's he doing? Is he waving?
He is waving, yes.
All right, Richard, thanks a lot. WNYC's Richard Hake as Eli Manning passes Broadway and Barclay Street to thousands, I can tell you tens and no doubt hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people, lining Lower Broadway right at this hour. Back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll for this Super Duper Tuesday. We're taking calls right now from immigrants to this country who are casting your first votes ever in a U.S. presidential election. And Jagdish, you're on WNYC from Manhattan. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. This is Jagdish.
Where are you from originally?
Afghanistan.
How long have you been here?
Yesterday was 24th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. But is this your first vote?
No, this is my third vote.
Okay, who are you voting for?
So far, I'm loser.
So far, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Voting Democratic, I guess, in presidential elections. And who today?
Hillary.
How come?
She has a more experience. I like Obama, too, but she has a more experience, plus she has a husband advisor, so White House will be running with the two presidents.
Is policy toward Afghanistan, and of course the war is still going on over there, an issue for you?
No, it's not going to be okay over there. It's going to be war next 30 more years.
I mean, do you see Hillary as having a better policy toward Afghanistan than Obama?
A little bit better than Obama, yes.
How come?
She will be a supporting, she will be, the troop will be not out from Afghanistan. If the troop is not out from Afghanistan, the war will be not going to over.
Mm-hmm.
When the troops go out from Afghanistan, the war is going to be over. But it's not going to be happen soon.
Jagdish, thank you very much for your call. And Ochuco in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Yeah, hi. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Ivory Coast. My parents are from Nigeria.
Uh-huh. And naturalized recently?
Yes, last year, March.
Uh-huh. So congratulations on your first presidential vote.
Thank you very much.
And it is for?
I'll be going for Obama.
Because?
Because people say he has less experience, but he has better judgments. He didn't really vote for the war compared to Hillary, who voted for the war. Though she has more experience. And, you know, Obama is really going for unity and is giving people a lot of hope, you know. And I think, and some people are actually even voting for McCain, which I disagree because McCain is trying to get rid of amnesty, you know. And, you know, the most people that really actually make this country are like immigrants. They're like foreigners that come into this country and they make a difference for this country. That's why this country is pretty strong.
When you say wanting to get rid of amnesty, he's been for the path to citizenship for illegal immigrants that some critics call amnesty. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I mean.
But he's been for that path to citizenship.
Recently I heard that he's trying to get rid of amnesty.
He is trying to toughen his position, at least for the primaries, and say enforcement first for now. That much he's doing. Ochuco, thank you very much. Anne in Mayo Pack, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Brian. I came here 22 years ago, and I was naturalized last March of 07. So this is my first time, and I'm a very old-fashioned liberal Democrat, and it's been a really hard decision because being a woman, I really would love to vote for Hillary. But in fact, I've decided to vote for Barack Obama.
And you're from England, I'm taking a wild guess?
Yes. I was involved in politics there myself. I became a Liberal Democrat there. And when the party, the old Labour Party split, and I was involved in, you know, local politics. So I've always been very interested in what goes on. I was a little bit disappointed with Bill Clinton's time in office. I felt that he moved very much to the center, and I think probably Hillary will do the same thing. Mm.
And thank you very much. And Anita in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm going to vote for Hillary.
You are from India originally?
Yeah, from my accent, you must have guessed it. Yes, I came to U.S. in 90 as a student. I did my PhD in engineering. And then I saw the recession and then the things improving as Clinton came to power.
Mm-hmm. And why Hillary for you?
Yeah, so I always had respect for them. And as a being career woman, I'm saying not only working, but the career woman, I feel more comfortable with Hillary. But even then, I was open to both Barack as well as Hillary. But then I asked question to everybody. I mean, everyone I know that he says that he's the agent of change. What change did he make in Chicago politics in the last 10 years? And you wonder, nobody could come up with answer. And I have that same question to your audience also. If someone can give me answer that what he says he's going to make change. And I just don't know whether it's a talk or I don't see action, and that's the reason I'm going with Hillary.
Anita, thank you so much. That'll have to sit out there as a rhetorical question for now. Thanks to all of you immigrants who are voting, most of you for the first time in a presidential election today. Congratulations on casting that first-time vote. Some of you have been saying how much it means to you, and that's great. It is a great day to be an American when there is so much at stake and people have a say and all kinds of people are on the ballot and all kinds of different demographic groups of voters are important today. So I'd say this is a great day to be an American in electoral politics. Our final group of callers for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific WNYC exit poll. Anyone may call 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Who else wants to give a shout out to your candidate today? 212-433-WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget I'll be here anchoring our election returns coverage tonight. It all begins at 7 o'clock, also with Amy Eddings, John Hockenberry, Adora Udoji, Andrea Bernstein, and public radio reporters from around the country. And if my producers let me, we will go to all, I guess it's 24 states plus the American Samoa caucuses. We'll even try to go there if we can. Come early, stay late. We'll be here all night beginning at 7 o'clock. And for the rest of this morning, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll for this super-duper Tuesday. And for the rest of the show, anyone may call. We have heard from people who voted for JFK in 1960. We've heard from immigrants to this country voting for the first time. We've heard from college students voting for the first time. We've heard from anyone who voted for Reagan or either Bush in the past, and we've heard from anyone undecided until the last 24 hours. So the last group of callers, well, is every group of callers. You, no matter who you are, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. As your calls are coming in, let's check in briefly in Connecticut. Lucy Nalpathanso from WNPR in Hartford is checking in with us. Hi, Lucy. How you doing?
I'm good, Brian. It's actually pretty cold and rainy in Connecticut today.
Any dampening of the turnout, therefore?
Well, there's some election officials in different parts of town that are saying that they're seeing a pretty steady stream of voters coming in. Others say it's kind of quiet. It's still too early to tell if this is going to, as you say, dampen voter turnout. The state elections officials are predicting more than 50% of registered voters are going to come out to the polls in Connecticut because this is our first presidential primary on Super Tuesday. So the Secretary of the State is going to hold a press conference at noon today and then later at 4 to kind of keep us posted on if that's true, if we're going to see a record turnout today.
Do you think Connecticut is getting what it's after by moving its primary earlier?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're just coming off this huge rally last night in downtown Hartford. Senator Obama, he attracted more than 16,000 people to Hartford Civic Center, which, you know, you can hear about that when concerts come into town, not for politicians, but people wanted to come out and hear him speak the day before the Super Tuesday. Also, Senator Clinton was here yesterday morning, and we're hearing in our newsroom that Senator Clinton will be in Fairfield, Connecticut tonight. So we're actually kind of surprised that she'll be in Connecticut on Super Tuesday evening. So it has paid off for the state to move their primary up to Super Tuesday from the traditional day date in March.
Lucy Nalpathanchil from WNPR Hartford, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer exit poll for Super Duper Tuesday. And, oh, look at this. Let's put two callers on together. We've got Jane in Wayne and Angie in Wayne. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
You know each other?
No.
Nope.
And you have both decided in the last 24 hours, according to my screener. Angie, who did you decide on?
I did finally decide on Obama after a lot of back and forth this week, especially after the debate.
And Jane from Wayne, who did you decide on?
Hillary.
How did you decide?
Well, because I think that she can work with Congress better. She has more experience. She'll get more through. And then on top of it, I'm afraid, I know it sounds negative, but I was afraid that if Obama got in and he ran, the Republicans might take the election again.
Angie, how about that?
I actually considered the fact that Congress is the one that's going to be making the laws, not the president. And I thought for that reason that Obama would be a better president because of his inspirational qualities. I think that he has the magnetism that it's going to take to get young people out to the polls, to put more progressive Congress people in office that are going to want to support the kind of initiatives that we're talking about. And I just see Hillary as going back to the past and maybe turning off a lot of young people who wouldn't have been interested, mm-hmm. and or maybe getting a little taste right now for the first time.
Jane, you want to come back one last quick time?
I want to say that with Obama, we don't really have much history on him and how well he'll do, but we know with the Clintons, and I'm hoping Bill will be there for her, the economy did better. There was not so much corruption in the government. And I'd like to see Obama as vice president and get his experience that way and then move
and
on.
He might like to see her as his vice president. All right, yeah. Angie and Wayne, Jane and Wayne, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy
election day. We're going to check in briefly now with Ruben Navarrete in California. He's from the San Diego Union Tribune. He's a columnist there. Hey, Ruben, welcome back to WNYC. Thanks for getting up early and doing this with us. Do we have Ruben yet? Ruben, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Brian.
Okay, thanks for coming on. Any news yet from California? Obviously, it's early there.
It is early there here, and you know, already I think in the last couple of days or so, a lot of excitement for Barack Obama. Clearly, the momentum, I think, coming into today is with Obama in California. He was up yesterday, by 1 to 5 points in most polls. And, you know, I think today's going to be a good day for him in California. But also on the John McCain-Mitt Romney front, I think that John McCain is in still in pretty good shape, although there could be a big surprise. A lot of Republicans in California don't like McCain because of the immigration issue and some other issues. And so I guess I wouldn't be shocked if Romney pulled it out in California.
Now, California is, I mean, you can't underestimate the importance of California. On the Democratic side, it's got 441 total delegates out of about 2,000 at stake tonight. So that's more than 20% of all the Democratic delegates at stake tonight. A little
right.
bit less on the Republican side, but still, what, 15, 17% of the delegates, something like that. And
yep.
in both parties in California, it is not winner take all. They are proportionally allocated. So that could mean a very different kind of Republican election there than in most other states tonight.
That's right. I grew up with a winner take all system in California all these years living here. And now this is new. So if, in other words, if Hillary does well in some places or Barack Obama does well in some places, they can still come out of California with a healthy chunk of votes. And not be completely wiped out as they may have been in years past. So it's still going to be competitive from this point on, and you know this already. For the next weeks to come, this is not going to end tonight. We're not going to have a winner in either party tonight. It's very likely this will continue on.
Romney's money has not been apparent in our neck of the woods here in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. Is he spending money in California?
he's spending money in California. He's out and around. He has an organization here. You know, but the big story is obviously what's wrong with Mitt Romney exactly? He's got these deep pockets, all these resources. He has, you know, youth and experience on his side. And
well, I don't know about youth. He's 61.
He's younger than John McCain.
He's got 10 years of youth on McCain anyway.
That's right. A lot of people, I think, see McCain or they see Romney as an alternative to McCain, and yet he's not winning these primaries. And I think it goes back to this notion of believability. And a lot of California Republicans, they say sort of, you know, what everybody else is saying, that Romney is saying what they want to hear, but does he really believe it? They're not sure.
Ruben Navarrete Jr. from California, columnist for the San Diego Union Tribune. Thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck out there today.
Thank you, sir.
And back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll for this Super Duper Tuesday. Patricia in Summit, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Brian.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I voted for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I am an independent, but I had voted in a Republican primary before.
Right.
And I really would have wanted to vote it in the Democrat primary, but I didn't change that selection.
Now, did you tell my screener you saw some kind of problem with voting booths?
Well, it was a little confusion because in the voting booth, you have the selection of both candidates, Republican, Democrat, and you get a colored ticket, which when you register tells you whether you indicates you're a Republican or Democrat. But if you don't ask what the color stands for, basically you can vote for any candidate, but it will only register what that color stands for. So there was a woman in front of me, I think, who was a registered Democrat, but she wanted to vote Republican. And she came out and she said, I voted for Republican. For some reason, the lady said, well, no, you're a Democrat. So they had to void out her vote.
Wow.
And I think it just seems that it's very easy to me for people to have some confusion. And I wonder how many people thought they voted for someone.
Well, of course, New Jersey is in this limbo where the new voting technology that they adopted a few years ago has now been thrown out. And I guess by this June, which is when the New Jersey primary used to be, they're going to have yet newer voting technology that does have a paper ballot backup. So don't get too used to voting on that touchscreen, Patricia. Thanks a lot for your call. Rita in Chappaqua, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rita.
Hi, good morning.
Chappaqua, eh?
Chappaqua, eh? But I voted for Obama.
You did?
I did, and I was out with a number of people from Westchester for Obama on Saturday in Chappaqua holding up signs, and we didn't know what kind of reception we would receive, but we got a very positive response. Lots of thumbs up and lots of people. One Republican woman told us she'd never voted for a Democrat in her life, but if Obama was running in November, she'd vote for him. So we were surprised and very pleased.
So nobody came out and said, you're the Benedict Arnolds of Chappaqua.
Yeah, we had two people. One woman drove by and said, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And we said, well, the Clintons don't own Chappaqua, and we vote too, and we each get one vote. And another person said that Hillary was a neighbor, and we should vote for her. But other than that, we really did not receive a negative response, and we got lots of positive response. So I was encouraged.
Thank you very much. Natalie in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Brian.
Who are you voting for?
Well, I've always been so admiring of Hillary Clinton. And to tell you the truth, when Obama first came out, I was shocked. And I said, you know, this is a betrayal. This is, you know. And now I realize that Obama's going to be like Ralph Nader. Obama's going to do to the Democratic Party what Ralph Nader did. And remember,
but wait, he would be the nominee. Ralph Nader ran as a third-party candidate.
No. But Ralph Nader took away votes from Gore. And we could have had Gore as president. We wouldn't have had this war. If Obama is the nominee, and he runs against the Republicans, I am convinced that the Republicans will win because this is the same America that elected George Bush the first time. I couldn't believe that they elected him. So they had a kind of illiterate, inarticulate person to run the country. Now they have a very well-spoken, inspirational person to run the country. But both of them were not, he's not a president.
Natalie, I'm going to leave it there and sneak in Barbara in Florham Park, who's going to get our last 20 seconds.
Wow. Well, I'm a
big Edward supporter, and I'm still really torn what to do. But
still
Natalie made up my mind.
Really? What? Natalie made up your mind?
Natalie may have just made up my mind to vote for Barack Obama, which is what I was leaning to do. Because I find this whole idea of the Clinton dynasty and this entitlement, I find it repugnant.
And repugnant has to be the last word for today. Barbara, thank you very much. In our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific, and I mean, was it thoroughly unscientific, Super Duper Tuesday exit poll. Now get out there and do the real thing if you haven't already. If you are eligible to vote, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, anywhere you are, thanks a lot for participating. Please join me tonight at 7 for our returns coverage. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as all of you finally have to decide who is the one for you.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?